colleagues, item number 298/1 was actually noticed, and it was on the original agenda. Unfortunately, it fell off of our agendas, and so that's why you don't see it on your printed agenda. But it has been properly noticed, and we have a lot of people here today. Could you please read, Carla, 298/1?
Mm-hmm. Proclaim May 5th, 2018, to be Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Native Women and Girls.
Colleagues, Native women are murdered or go missing at a higher rate than other ethnic groups. The current state of violence against Native women and girls stems from a long legacy of genocide, removal, termination, and unprepared law enforcement and legal systems. This reality is staggering, and it requires acknowledgement. In addition to the presentation and proclamation today, we're also seeking support for a congressional resolution from our Oregon delegation to designate May 5th, 2018, as the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Native Women and Girls. I urge City of Portland employees and residents to increase their awareness about this very important and urgent issue. Here today to present, starting off, is Laura John, our tribal liaison. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. Thank you for this opportunity to be sitting here in front of you and inviting community to come for this very important proclamation. I have two guest speakers that I've invited today to talk on this issue. We have Representative Tana Sanchez from our Oregon legislature, and we have Deborah Maytubi Shipman, who is the director of the Murdered and Missing Women, Indigenous Women USA site.
Thank you for being here.
Honorable Mayor and distinguished commissioners, my name is Deborah Maytubi Shipman, and I'm from the Chickasaw Nation of Oklahoma, but I was raised here in Oregon. And I belong to the Wildcat Clan, and that holds a lot of responsibility within my tribe. I'm the founder and chief officer of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women USA. We are based out of Portland, and we started a couple of years ago. And we've really had a lot of support from the community. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women is a national epidemic that we have. We estimate over 9,000 women are missing right now. It just keeps growing bigger. And this problem has come to our city. And in the last 3 weeks, well, to begin with, this could not have happened at a more perfect time, because in the last 3 weeks, we've had two missing women, Native women here in Portland. And I'm happy to say that one of them has been found. But the other one that's out there with her family's permission, her name is Val Kay, and she is out of Montana. And we have heard from her several times, but her family says there's something wrong. The police can't file a police report because they've heard from her. So Val is kind of falling through the cracks. And we're going to look for ourselves on foot and pass out flyers and our phone number so we can try to get her off. And we have a whole... we have got a whole continuity of how we're going to care for her after we find her, and we're going to continue doing that with the missing woman in Portland. And, we want to have it, continuous so no one falls through. And I cannot give you firm numbers on how many missing women, Native women, that Portland has had, because, frankly, the Oregon State database is incomplete. And the national crime figures do not include missing Natives or murdered Natives. The crime figures, we are the only race that is left off of national crime figures. Now, you will see a couple reports on the crime and the violence against women by the Department of Justice, but you will not see firm numbers for anything. And that's what we're doing, too, is creating the database. We're doing that at MMIW USA. And it's a big job, but it has to be done. They're not doing it. And we hope that Oregon follows Washington State and activates a bill similar to HB 2951 that requires a database to be made and to be maintained by the state on all indigenous people, both men and women. Lastly, we want you to know how grateful we are for this proclamation. Our city, you know, as you know, our city's a hub for trafficking. We've got I-5, we've got the Port of Portland, we've got an international airport. So you guys stepping up and being vigilant and rising up to the occasion by spreading this awareness is what we need as a people. You're telling us that we matter. You're telling us that our lives are valued. With everything that has been said today, I think you might understand how much that means to us. Because we've been ignored. But you're leading the pack, Portland. And we will forever be grateful you answered this call.
Thank you so much for your testimony. We appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. For the record, Tana Sanchez, State Representative, House District 43, and the Director of Family Services at the Native American Youth and Family Center, of which we have the Healing Circle program, is the very first culturally specific Native American domestic violence program in this region. That program has been very, very important for the last almost 18 years now, because it's provided services for women who have suffered domestic violence, sexual assault, and abuse throughout this city and this region, and as a matter of fact, people coming from all over the country to receive services from our program. That program exists because of what we know is an inequity in services available to Indigenous women. We know that Portland was a secondary relocation site, which means we have 40,000 plus Native people in this community. And as was mentioned, we have trafficking going on in this area. But we know that sex trafficking and violence against women is something that happens all over. We know it's very prominent off of reservations. We have 9 federally recognized tribes in this state. We know that that is a significant issue. We also know that not a lot is being done. We know that data is not clear. It's not as great as it could be. We know that Department of Justice data is limited to what actually gets prosecuted in some places. So we know the numbers are probably much greater, as we've always known, in terms of domestic violence issues here in this city. We believe truly that this proclamation will help. It will help to move things forward. My intention, of course, is to submit legislation. Legislative concepts that are similar to Washington State to make an effort for us to do some greater research to put some additional resources towards that. The fact of the matter is we have so many people in our communities that fall victim to trafficking or fall victim to violence in some way and are lost and simply never found again. And it's just a horrible thing that's happening. And because, you know, we know that obviously disparities of people of color and resources being put in those directions, it makes it acceptable in some way, shape, or form. We know that abusers have targeted reservations because they know they can't be prosecuted in certain ways. We know these things, and we want to make that different. And the fact that the city of Portland is making an effort to put something forth to do that is an amazing opportunity, and I thank you for that. I think that will help me actually to push legislation to move in that direction as well. So, again, thank you so much for this proclamation.
Thank you, Representative. It's always good to see you.
Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, again, I want to offer my thanks for being supportive of this proclamation and for your staff that has been immensely supportive in bringing this forward so quickly. This was just a conversation a little over a week ago. The word got out to the community, and the community was very happy to hear that the City of Portland wanted to make this effort. And many of our community members are here in the room. Again, this was a short notice activity. We wanted to get this on the calendar so that we can provide time to put together a series of events that will happen within the city that first week of May. I do have to say that in the 4 months that I've been in the position as tribal liaison in government relations, I have had I've had calls about three women, two of which are from many states away and whose families and friends believe that they may be here. So this is a very pressing issue, and we hope to bring forth additional speakers and opportunities to raise awareness over the next month, and in particular that that week before May 5th. I want to also acknowledge Anna Marie from Chair Kafori's office from Multnomah County. She is a staffer in that office and reached out and said that she was very excited to hear that we were doing this and wanted to be here today, and has offered to help in planning those events, and sounds like there's an opportunity to particularly to partner in the future.
Fantastic.
We also have we have some singers here today, and they're going to sing in honor of murdered and missing women. I don't know if you want to have that happen now or if you'd like to have that after comments or remarks from...
Why don't we read the proclamation first, and then we'll hear the singers, and then I'm sure people will have some comments that they'd like to make. Whereas the City of Portland stands with other tribal, regional, state, and national governments and organizations in support of National Day of Awareness for missing and murdered Native women and girls, and whereas the lasting effects of colonization and a history of oppressive policies directly correlates to the rise of violence against Native women and girls, which is in direct conflict with tribal cultural values. And whereas the disappearances and murders of Native women and girls is often directly connected to domestic violence, sexual assault, or trafficking, which is a direct threat to tribal sovereignty and compromises Indian country's ability to heal from historical trauma. And whereas American Indian and Alaska Native women are 2.5 times as likely to experience violent crimes, and at least two times more likely to experience rape or sexual assault crimes compared to all other races, according to a 2013 National Congress of American Indian Policy Research Center report. And whereas the Portland City Council, in an effort to support the visibility of this issue nationally, calls upon our congressional delegation to support pending resolutions to designate May 5th, 2018 as the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Native Women and Girls. And now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 5th, 2018 to be Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Native Women and Girls in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day.
And Mayor, is it your intention to... is it your intention to have all the council sign a letter to the our congressional delegation?
That would be great. And Laura will help coordinate that for all the offices. Thank you for doing that.
I just wanted to mention you down in the little area downstairs. What is
atrium.
It called?
Atrium.
The atrium. There are silent witnesses down there who are wearing these red shawls. The red shawls has actually become a symbol throughout the country for Indigenous women to identify around sexual assault, domestic violence, and those missing and murdered women. So those silent witnesses that tell the story of people who have died from domestic violence or you know, those other... mostly domestic violence and then trafficking. This is a symbol of them, and they're down there. I would encourage you to go down and take a look at them and just recognize that this is why most of these ladies around here are wearing red today. It's in honor of those women who've died from this.
Thank you, Representative. And we have some people to do an honorary song.
We have three singers here today to sing an honor song for our occasion. We have Tootsie Shields. That's her nickname. I only know her by her nickname. Linda Looking, who is like an auntie to me. I've grown up with her. She's an auntie to a lot of women in the city. And we have Talia Reisner, who is here as well. The protocol for an honor song is that people stand.
Very
good. I'd like to ask everyone to stand, please.
Thank you. That was powerful. Colleagues, any comments before we ask for a photo? Commissioner Fish?
Well, first...
I'm sorry. Did you have...
Just some closing comments.
Please, yeah.
This is just a first effort, and I have been listening to community members, and we'll begin to put together some potential actions that the City of Portland can take to help address this issue. So, again, I just want to thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone that was able to make it here today.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fish?
Mayor, I just want to thank you and our distinguished panel for shining a light on this issue. I think there were some things that I think we all learned in the course of preparing this proclamation that we may not have known. And the fact that the data is not being tracked is of particular concern. And the fact that Washington State is ahead of us in addressing this is... So thank you very much for performing a great public service in shining a light. This, Mayor, is a distinguished panel, and we recognize and honor all three of our guests. I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't just say one quick word about our new tribal liaison, because I made a note when she said she's only been on the job for 4 months. The community has been advocating for this position for years. And it was not, you know, there were some bumps in the road. But I know we now have the right person.
Yes.
And I know that because she meets with all of us to talk about our bureaus, her work, what she's hearing from the community. So in front of all of our honored guests, I just want to say to Laura John, thank you so much for your service. You are a wonderful addition to this City Hall team, and we are honored to work with you.
Thank you.
I too.
Yes.
Well, I just want to echo what Commissioner Fisk just said, that by bringing this proclamation forward, you have increased the awareness, certainly of this member of the City Council, about an issue that I frankly knew little about and still do. And as somebody who has spent a lot of my career working on issues around domestic violence and children and families, this is eye-opening. So thank you for doing this, and best of luck with the U.S. Congress on May 5th.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thanks to Janine Gates and my staff for working with Laura John and the other city employees who really want to help on these issues. Sometimes when we do proclamations, it's just that. It's a proclamation. Everybody comes, goes. That's it. I'm really happy to hear that there are next steps and that we are going to do more. And thank you for your leadership in this area. When I think back to 2011, when we first passed the Tribal Sovereignty Recognition resolution here at Council, which two of my colleagues were here for, it has, as Commissioner Fish, been a long road, and yet it's been an even longer road for your peoples and for the time that you have been here. So thank you for still being willing to work with us and to looking to us to be your partners. I feel honored and humbled that you are willing to do that. Thank you, Laura, for your partnership.
Very good. Thank you all. It's our tradition after a reading of a proclamation to take a photograph up front with the proclamation, and I'd certainly love it if our three distinguished guests could come up, but we'd also invite others in the room who'd like to participate in a group photo. We'd be delighted to see you. I see some kids here. Maybe they want to come up and be in the photograph too. We'll just meet right here in front of the rostrum.
Everyone that's here from the community, please come and join us for the picture.
Join the club.
You're old enough now.
Yeah. Watch out. Okay. If you can't see the camera, then you're not in the photo. All righty. You can come in right here.
Oh, that she
puts
also in right here.
That
spot.
I want to get everyone.
Can I have you
right here?
And then if you can grab a
this
seat
empty
right
chair,
here.
Yeah, she's
good.
Oh,
okay.
So
I
can't see you. So here's your chair.
Just lay in the front.
All right. Everyone. One. Turn on the flash. One, two, three. One, two, three. I think we got it.
All okay. Right. Can you wait? Can you
wait? Oh, Julie.
One more. Okay, funny face ready. Go, funny face.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Yeah, what did I miss that?
Just take over the room.
All right, folks. Folks, I apologize. We need to keep the meeting moving. Thanks, Laura.